Today is Black Friday, and while some shoppers engage, a growing number are skipping the long lines. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 29th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. An automaker is going to shed 10,000 jobs. A shocking development is happening with the UAW. 5 years ago, this retailer was in distress. Today, it's leading the way. More and more folks are turning to life coaches. And if you're looking for a career, it pays pretty well, too. Those stories and more, plus Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine with stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at AARPiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back from a day off to the business news headlines. I'm your host, Mike Libby. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I know we did. Lots of family and friends and the opportunity to do some public service at the same time. Well, Black Friday ain't what it used to be. According to a survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers this year, only 36% of people said they plan to do most of their shopping on Black Friday. That compares to 51% just 3 years ago. So what's happened? Well, it's been a combination of the internet, extended holiday shopping hours at many retailers, and all that has led to a downgrading of the importance of Black Friday. To be sure, now, many still do maneuver the crowds for massive deals, but many are also staying home, putting up decorations and shopping online or at other times during the month. The stores have intentionally lured shoppers to other days of the week, even as far back as last Wednesday. Retail, meanwhile, they are not too worried. People can shop whenever they want. We're just offering options, said one marketing person at a big box store. Well, today we learned that Daimler, that's the company that owns Mercedes-Benz, will shed 10,000 jobs. Why? Well, it's all about a race toward electric vehicles. The German company said that it needs to reduce staffing costs in order to develop clean vehicles, an imperative that's roiling the global auto industry and sparking new waves of investment in electric cars. Now, traditional car makers around the world are ripping up their business models in the hope of adapting to a new world in which electricity replaces gasoline and diesel. Now, electric cars have fewer parts than those powered by internal combustion engines, and so they require fewer workers to assemble. But the cost of developing them is sky high. Audi, which is owned by Volkswagen, said this week it will cut 9,500 jobs by 2025, or roughly 10% of its global workforce. The reason is, yeah, the race to electric. Speaking of automobiles, Gary Jones is out. So who is Gary Jones? Well, he's the disgraced former UAW president who today quit his affiliation with the union brothers and sisters he took an oath to represent with honor and dignity. Jones has been a member of the union since 1975. Jones had faced internal UAW Article 30 charges that would have removed him from office and from his membership. Jones had earlier quit as the union president. The action signals that things are going to go from really bad to worse for the man whose house was raided by FBI and IRS agents after he was implicated in a massive corruption scheme. Just this past Tuesday, the union official who succeeded Jones as a district director appeared in federal court in the criminal case in Detroit. Vance Pearson is accused of embezzling union money, mail and wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy. Federal prosecutors say he and other ex-union officials, including Jones, stole more than $1.5 million. Well, 5 years ago, Target was on the ropes. Loaded with debt and unable to lure shoppers, the Minneapolis-based big box store was in big trouble. Today, things have changed, and Target is showing how to go toe-to-toe with online Amazon. Chief Executive Officer Brian Cornell has overseen a $7 billion turnaround plan that included opening and remodeling hundreds of stores, creating dozens of exclusive private label brands, and expanding the ways it gets its merchandise into the shoppers' hands. The result, punctuated by this past Wednesday's near-perfect third quarter, have been notable. Target has now reported quarterly same-store sales growth of at least 3% for two straight years, along with wider profit margins in recent quarters. The stock is the best performer by far in the S&P 500 retailing index so far this year. Of course, some other retailers are also doing well. Walmart, Best Buy, and Costco are gobbling up their fair share of the $100 billion in sales that's up for grabs in the wake of Sears' bankruptcy and the demise of Toys R Us and other chains. Experts say the success of Target hinges on four things: making their store a destination, creating new in-demand products, creating an online strategy that works, and staying on their chic yet cheap message. Well, the final trading day of November was not kind to Wall Street, as the three major indices all fell in a shortened session today. The Dow slid by 112 points to close at 28,051. The Nasdaq was off by 39 points to end the day at 86.65. And the S&P 500 fell by 12 points to close at 31.40. But still, November was good for the markets. The S&P 500 climbed 3.4% to notch its biggest one-month gain since June. The Dow gained 3.7%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 4.5% for the month. Much of the gains have had to do with the promise that a trade deal with China is going to happen sooner than later. Yet, we're all still waiting. And finally, there is this: life coaching is becoming a booming industry, especially among folks with disposable income who are seeking advice on work, love, and everyday life. Unlike therapists, life coaches will often share their personal stories, advising clients on a number of issues in order to achieve their life goals. And it looks to be a lucrative industry, too. The International Coach Federation estimates that as of 2015, there were around 17,500 coaches working in North America, earning an average income of $62,000 a year. That's nearly twice the U.S. median annual wage. There you go. Be a life coach. Hey, coming up next, and if you're looking for another way to spend even more of that disposable income, it's Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine, who's in to chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. From plays to sports to holiday shopping, we've got a list. That and the fun is coming up next.